As Queensland cranks up its massive new gas industry, suppliers are preparing to divert gas from the domestic market to the much more lucrative export market. That's making it very hard for Australian manufacturers to secure long-term gas contracts.
When you run a manufacturing plant, you typically make investments on 5, 10, 15 year horizons or more.
Ben Ead from Manufacturing Australia.
When you look at the gas market and you can't get a price out further than 12 or 18 months, and even then that price is triple to quadruple previously contracted prices, we haven't seen any real change in that since a rough halving of the oil price. In an oil-linked contract environment, you should be seeing the benefits of that oil price drop flow through to large industrial purchases. That's not happening. And look, what it does mean is that boards and executive teams at large manufacturing companies look at this market with real trepidation. I've had members who have closed plants in Australia because of the gas issue. I've had members who have taken large investments. We're talking billion-dollar investments offshore because of the cost of this. That's going to continue.
Australian Paper employ 950 people in Gippsland in Victoria. They've spent $650 million in the region over the last 10 years and say there are 22,000 people in the region's forestry sector relying on their business. Energy manager Brian Green says the paper industry operates on tight margins, and the problems they and others are having could force manufacturers out of the country.
Australia, as a nation, is looking to be a cheap and reliable energy exporter, which is effectively giving gas to our competitors, giving away our competitive advantage, and putting manufacturing and jobs and livelihoods here in Australia at risk.
If it gets to export parity over a period of time and you end up paying three times as much as you have been for gas, would that make your business unviable?
On our current model, we couldn't afford to pay three times our current gas price. We are not a price setter in the market. We're a price taker. If the end result is three times the current price, it will mean a change to our business model.
Smaller businesses are struggling as well. BOC converts gas into liquids and sells it to companies like Nestle, who are off the grid. They have small plants in Tasmania, Victoria and Queensland. Alex Dronoff says the company wasn't able to secure long-term supplies of gas.
We went out to tender last year to get a five-year deal for gas for our Tasmanian plant, and we couldn't get that longevity of gas supply. The maximum we got was 3 years.
And what sort of price?
Inflated, in my view, so that's why we didn't proceed.
So will the price of gas really triple, as analysts are suggesting? Alex Droner thinks you need a crystal ball to know that. But another reason he thinks why the price is going up, apart from the supply issue, is the lack of competition. The industry is dominated by three big players, Santos, BHP and Exxon. Dronoff says the US economic resurgence is driven by a big supply of shale gas and many suppliers, and Australia should encourage more competition.
We need much more transparency on the gas market to see what sort of pricing and what volumes are being traded.
Now, people have talked a bit about that today. There's been a number of inquiries. What does transparency actually mean?
Well, it's a simplified way of expressing it, but if you're buying petrol or diesel at a service station, you know the price. So you don't really need a long-term supply deal because, you know, you can buy it from lots of suppliers. It's not exactly the case in the gas market.
So could Australia have a much bigger gas industry and many suppliers? Geoscience Australia says their latest surveys show 40 gas basins across the country. Under half of them are currently in production. Tapping those will be difficult, though, with moratoriums in place in New South Wales, Victoria and an inquiry underway in South Australia. Cheryl Cartwright from the Australian Pipelines and Gas Association says development will bring benefits for her members and the nation, and she laments the conflict surrounding the coal seam gas industry.
It's really important for the farming communities and the landholders who are involved in this to have some thoughtful discussions with the companies, and for those companies to make a lot of effort to talk to the landholders so that there is fair and reasonable compensation because there is use of the land, but also to reassure them that the regulations that are in place are being observed and the gas can be developed appropriately.